This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Today, talking about Vellante of Roseburg, and Crystal Elsner is in. Crystal, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So you are the executive director here.
Yes, that is correct.
So how long have you been down here?
I moved over here in February.
And what were you? Where were you at before?
I was over in Klamath Falls.
So one of the similar facilities?
Yes, similar. Not different company, but yes.
So talk about Vellante of Roseburg. People have been hearing about it, but explain what all you're going to be doing and when you hope to open.
So Vellante of Roseburg has two small communities. One community is a memory care community, and the other community is an assisted living community. They're small, 24 apartments each, intimate, easy for one-on-one care. It's going to be vibrant and beautiful. We are planning on opening August, hoping for sooner than that, but that's what the construction team says, so that's what we go by.
So is this the model they tend to use about keeping it not too big?
Some of our communities are larger and some of them are smaller. It just depends on the area and what is needed in that area.
So. Talk about the advantages of having these small groups.
So the smaller groups mean, you know, it's less of a population. It's easier to have the care staff provide that one-on-one care that the residents need. It's easier for the residents to form relationships with their neighbors. You know, they don't have 60 people to get to know. They have 23 other people or 24 other people. It just fosters that more smaller community type feeling.
So people are getting set up to join you guys once you open already. And I understand you're doing some tours already?
Yes, I am. I am there Monday through Friday, generally 9 to 5. I do personal one-on-one tours. And then once a month, we have a Dusty Shoes tour event that is open to the public, of course. Our next one is coming up on the 21st of June, and it is from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
So what's involved in a Dusty Boot Tour?
So with the Dusty Shoes Tour, we just call it Dusty Shoes because of all the dirt on the ground. But I show the community, we walk around, I show them what each area is going to be, kind of what it looks like, give people an idea of what the community is going to be once it is completed. So they're able to see the size of the apartments, because I feel that that is really important. They can see how we are going to do. We have a theater, we have a salon, like we have an exercise room. We have all these things to offer, and it just gives them an opportunity to see what is there.
And talk about the setting and where you're located and the view.
So my view, I call it my castle on the hill. I absolutely love it. We have pretty much a 365 view of the rolling hills of Roseburg. It's perched up on top of a hill on Highway 42. It's in the green district, but everywhere you look, you see a rolling hill somewhere. It's absolutely gorgeous. The sun sets, the sun rises. I just cannot get enough of it.
Well, and even some vineyard acres to look at there, too.
There's a little bit of the vineyard right behind. I call it the peekaboo view because you can see a little bit of the vines that are up on the hill up there.
Well, and I would imagine, you know, having that kind of a view, it really is a positive.
It is. It's, you know, it allows people a place to sit and relax and just take in the surroundings and just gives them something to look at rather than other buildings or concrete walls.
So what has been the most interesting thing you've been working on so far? I mean, to walk in kind of with construction going on, you've probably been pretty busy.
So it's actually been really fun to watch the building go from studs on the wall to now they're painting the outside of the building. The kitchen hood has been put in, which I know doesn't sound like a big deal, but when you go from an empty room to all of a sudden we're forming a kitchen, you know, the concierge desk is starting to form, the windows, It's just been really cool to watch the building go from nothing pretty much to this beautiful, beautiful landscaping of what's going to be a great community.
And to have the two options once somebody became part of your community as their needs change, are they able to switch to the other side?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, if someone comes in and doesn't really need a lot and they start in the assisted living and their needs change, they end up having dementia or Alzheimer's, they can very easily move over to our memory care community. Absolutely.
And so for their friends and family, that's got to simplify the process to have that option there.
It is, because we're going to be there to help them every step of the way.
And how many staff do you anticipate having there?
Well, it depends on how much care my residents need. It's all based on the staffing tools. And, you know, I would ideally like to have, you know, one med tech, one or two caregivers to start. Just depends on how many people I have.
And if people want to find out more, do you have a website to go with all this?
Yeah, so you can go to Volante of Roseburg. We also have the main website, which is just Volante Senior Living. They can also give me a call, too.
What's your number?
My number is 458-802-4050.
And when's your next Dusty Shoes tour?
It's June 21st from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
And do people just show up or do they need to sign up for that?
No, they can just show up. They can show up. If they're not available, give me a call. I will do a tour outside of that. I'm available.
All right. Volante of Roseburg out in the Green District. Crystal Elsner, the executive director. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
8:38 at the Morning Report.